Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It's May 22nd, 2023. We are a few days removed from Night of Champions, from Double or Nothing. Impact's got a show this weekend as well. NXT, there's shows all over the place. But we are also a few days removed from Denise Salcedo's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Happy belated birthday, Denise.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
How was your birthday?
It was actually really nice. I went and did like a painting party. I went bike riding, but it was really embarrassing because I hadn't ridden a bike in a really long time. So we went to go get the bikes, right? And I show you fucking not.
Denise, right out of the gate.
I know, I'm sorry.
Listen, not an hour before Raw tonight.
I promised myself I wouldn't. Okay, so full disclosure, Sean had a talk with me and said that
not a talk. You not even about talk. You. Not no, even about
no,
you.
No, you in a nice way basically told me, Denise, I'm going to do this, this, and that, but you need to this, this, and that. I'm not allowed
well, that wasn't
to
about you
anymore. No,
it wasn't about you.
I read in between the lines, Sean. I read in between the lines, okay? The point is that I took that also as a talk to no longer curse on this show. And I promised myself that I wouldn't. And then it just came out. But honest to God, I promised myself I wouldn't. And it only happens here and on my show. It's like, okay. But anyway, so my quick story really quickly. I hadn't ridden a bike in a very long time, okay? I drive everywhere here. And so I got in the bicycle and the freaking bike was too tall. And so these were like my feet and this was like the ground. And so my bike, the one that I normally have when you pedal backwards, it's the brake. But this time the brake was on the handle and so I wasn't used to it. So I got on and then I just went straight into the freaking wall. So anyways, yeah, it was very embarrassing.
At least she said the freaking wall.
For the first couple of blocks, I was kind of humiliated. I was telling my husband, like, man, I really regret telling you to bring me bike riding because I'm really embarrassed right now. But then we got it together and we ended up bike riding for like 2 hours. It was very nice. But apparently I'm a terrible bike rider because I ride like this.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
I can't ride in a straight line. Like, I just go sideways. Like, my husband couldn't even be next to me. He had to be behind me because the one time he got next to me, I was like, anyways, whatever.
That sounds terrible. Yes, right before this show, I said, hey, Denise, I'm going to change some things to Fightful. None of this had to do with Denise and her conduct on the show even.
No, yes, it did, because I asked you, I said, hey, Sean, I said, what can I do differently or what can we do differently on the post shows? And then you were like, don't say the F word. And I was like, okay.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it was in the text message. I mean, you don't have to read the text messages out here, but I'm just saying it was part of that.
Let's see.
And so I said, okay, I'm not going to say the F word anymore. I'm going to say fudge.
Either way, it wasn't about you, but now it's about you, Denise.
Well, I thought it was about me.
It was about people trying to associate you with bad Fightful behavior, Denise. Meanwhile, you're the one out here dropping F-bombs now.
Okay, whatever. I'm not going to comment anymore on this.
I got people that are always like, Denise feeding Sean Ross Sapp scoops. Denise doesn't give me scoops. But now I got Denise corrupting my language here. Denise, who didn't curse for the first 6 months on this show.
Okay, and I've been here for 3 years. 6 months, 3 years. Come on now. I don't want to get into this, Sean.
Get so your super chats. Yeah. Get your humper chats in. Get your question or statement read on the air. Orion Ben says, happy belated birthday, Hollywood. Daniels J says, hey, Denise, it was great seeing you at Resurgence.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I met a lot of people there, but one of the number one things that I got today or that day was a lot of people were telling me that they kind of felt like nervous to go up to me or like they felt like intimidated. And I felt bad because I don't want anyone to ever feel that way. So just heads up. If you ever see me, you're allowed to say hello. Unless it's Sean. Sean's a jerk.
They were afraid you'd go, hey, what's up, fucker? That's what they were afraid of.
Oh, yeah. I just go around greeting people going, what's up? Hey, you said you couldn't curse anymore on the show.
That's the joke.
Dude. Can we go one show without cursing?
I'm trying. I'm trying to go all of them. I'm trying to appeal to more advertisers. Listen, we can't cut the dick jokes out. That's mandated by the sponsors. But we can cut the F words out at least.
Wait, so you can do D jokes, but you can't make F?
Yeah.
You can't
well,
say
the
F word?
We're being paid to do dick jokes.
I know, but look, all I have to say is this. The F word is harmless. We all say it. I mean, there's three-year-olds out there saying it. There really is. Have you not heard kids these days? They say worse words than any adult.
I did. When I was I think 6 or 7, I asked my grandmother, hey, can I say a curse word? And she said, yeah. And I said, shit, hell, damn, bitch. I tried to fit them all in there, but I didn't get the F word in. I didn't want to test my luck there. That is exactly how I sounded.
Shit, how damn bitch.
Now, see, look, you went and did it twice. All right, guys.
Well, this show's already canceled in the sense that we'll start next week. It's like a diet. You're like, oh, well, I screwed up, so I'll start tomorrow.
The draft doesn't take effect until next Monday. Until right, after Saudi. We're going to drop plenty of F-bombs on the Saudi show. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We got some interviews coming up this week here on youtube.com/Fightful. We have Darby Allin and Flash Morgan Webster, so stay tuned for those. We're going to have Double or Nothing coverage, Night of Champions coverage, Grapsity. I think the time of that will be changed, but I will have Stephanie Chase on our prediction show this week, and then she'll be taking those shows on moving forward. So check that out, guys. Meet Norma says, happy belated birthday, Denise. On a scale of poopy to stupendous, how was Raw tonight? Also, enjoy your vacation, Lakers Nation. from poopy to stupendous. Okay, if poopy is like a big nasty crap, well, it was like somebody sitting on the toilet and not crapping. Just sitting on the toilet for 3 hours and nothing really going on.
So this is us, by the way, being PG here on our show. We're talking about poopy. How we're rating Raw and poopies to stupendous. The way that I put Raw today was, it was a sandwich that needed bacon. You get me? Like, a sandwich with no bacon is terrible. You need the bacon. We had no bacon on today's show.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, listen, in Ice Cube's today was a good day. He said that it was great because his mama cooked a breakfast with no hog. So maybe he didn't want bacon. Maybe there are people that don't want bacon, Denise.
Sean, I don't understand any of the words you just said right now.
You are an embarrassment to Los Angeles. Oh, my God.
You are like, hog and this and that. It's just too much for me.
Team Kick Source says, I was working on GIFs of Dakota Kai versus that treacherous fiend, Shaza McKenzie, when I read the injury report. Best to the captain of kicks during her recovery. What did you think of heel Tegan Knox on last week's main event, if you saw? I did see. It was uninspired. I have high hopes for Tegan Knox, but that was not. That wasn't.
How's she doing, though? Because I haven't seen her on television in a very long time. How is she?
In the ring, it was fine. But the promo, if that was like a big turn, it wasn't much. Dakota Kai, unfortunately, looks like she tore her ACL in the same match that Liv Morgan got hurt in. Which is interesting because last Monday when I broke the news of the Liv Morgan injury, somebody from WWE said, not as bad as the other injury that was in that match. And I said, oh, okay. And then it became clear who it was because Dakota was not on Raw last week. So that's very unfortunate that she's dealing with that again.
And it sucks because an ACL is literally like, it's one of the like worst things that you can get as an athlete because it can change you just like, not just physically, but like even mentally, even if you do recover after that. But there's just a whole lot that can go wrong there.
She's dealt with it before too. And I saw a lot of people saying, oh, so that's 6 to 9 months. That's very optimistic. I mean, 6 to 9 months is the best case scenario. We see people with regularity miss 12 to 13 months with torn ACLs. Chi-Town Spurs says, Denise, clearly not kosher. Indeed. But we're getting Money in the Bank qualifiers next week, Denise. I am excited about this. I'm heading over to London for that show. But I always like Money in the Bank qualifiers because to me, it's like, why not? Why not add as many stakes to a show that's 3 hours that you possibly can? Denise, why are you grinning?
Because you're like, we got steaks and I'm here saying we need bacon. I'm just saying. It's kind of funny, don't you think? I'm just looking forward to there being something of a purpose on the show.
Yeah.
I look forward to anything that has stakes.
Me too. We will get to the Cody stuff a little bit later on. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. I didn't post the Raw plans until like 50 minutes into the show tonight. And I heard there were a lot of rundown sheets passed along. Of course, on Tuesday, FightfulSelect.com, just $5 a month. We'll have the backstage news and producers as always. But I was told that this has changed a lot, and they're getting those later than ever. So there's a good chance, like in June, those might slow down a little bit. But when we hear that the changes are happening like this, I always fear the worst. And Joel Woods says, anytime Sean says plans change on Raw, my mind automatically goes to Vince. No matter how many times it turns out not to be Vince, I'm still always going to think it is. Well, at least twice since Mania, it has been. Tonight, one wrestler implied to me that it was. But
that it was Vince.
That's what they implied to me. I don't know that for sure. That's just what one wrestler said to me. And that's what they usually assume whenever it is. There's these last minute changes. Is that something that always creeps up in your head too?
Yeah. If I see anything, when there's any sort of changes or anything like that, I do kind of think right away, Vince McMahon, but I was going to make a joke about how maybe they're just like, hey, let's not have the Sap Boy with his little rundown.
They don't care. Apple. I mean, One day I'll explain to the level in which they don't care anymore. They've just kind of been like, he's going to get them. So whatever. But
yeah,
go ahead.
I do think that there are some shows where you can kind of tell that there's changes. And I hate to say it, but I think last week and this week were just two shows that I really just felt like there was no substance to the show whatsoever. And it wasn't that long ago that I thought that we had a really strong Raw, and then that quickly went away. But I feel like right now, if you're not watching Raw the full 3 hours, you don't know. Like, you don't know. It's just been very, very straightforward. In the sense that I feel like there just needs to be more bigger storylines. I honestly kind of miss when we were having, you know, Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns kind of weaving out of both Raw and SmackDown. I kind of miss those days. That's a little bit of where I'm at.
We saw that
right
with
now.
Cody. We saw that with Cody tonight, which yeah, talk about more.
It's still not at the level of the story that it does not have my interest as much as that story did just yet.
Victor says, all I heard was bacon and raw steaks.
How do you like your steak, Sean?
Medium well, usually.
Okay. I don't like steak.
I used to try to, what?
Yeah, I don't like it. I've never been a fan.
What kind of steak do you eat, though?
I don't know, which I won't even try it. Like, I won't try steak. I won't try pork chops. I won't try, like, I don't know if it's too meaty. It's like, ugh. I don't know. I kind of get a little grossed out.
It depends on what kind of pork chops you're getting, where they're made, et cetera.
And I don't know. I don't know how people eat the steak with the blood in it. Oh, it grosses me
out.
Yeah,
I'm not big on that. It's a lot of people like to do that.
Yeah.
I did when I was younger, but now I like my food actually cooked. But
I'm a chicken person. But you know what I hate, though?
I like good chicken.
When you open your chicken and then there's like a black thing inside of it, bleh, I won't eat it. I'm done with it. I'm sure it's happened to people. Right. That's never happened to you? Where you like open your chicken and there's like a little black nerve in it, like what it's not supposed to be in it.
Yeah.
And it's really gross and slimy.
I went to a concert the other night and the lead singer was very clearly had no idea. Like he kept on mixing up Cincinnati and Lexington foods like a lot. So he was talking about like Skyline Chili and Gold Star. And we're like, different state, bro. Different state.
Wait, then which one, like, goes with which?
Oh, those are in Cincinnati. The chili thing is a Cincinnati thing. Like we still got plenty of good chili down here. But then he's like, Lee's Famous Recipe. And we're like, bro, that's a national chain. You couldn't have even said KFC. We don't like KFC here either. But like that, at least he said a hot brown. That was good. That's like a Kentucky delicacy. Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah. Where am I supposed to have one?
I don't know. Anywhere. It is a...
What's it called again? What'd you say?
Hot brown.
No, I've never even heard of it.
It's like an open-faced sandwich with turkey, bacon, and a Mornay sauce.
How is it open?
It's not a sandwich. It's just two pieces of bread on the plate. You put bacon. You put
So it's like underneath, and then they put the stuff on top.
Yeah, yeah. Then you put the cheese sauce.
I've had that
before
breakfast.
There you go. It's pretty good. Pot roast is big here too.
I don't like pot roast.
We got a good one at Ramsey's Diner, but they should sponsor the show and just give them to me for free. Anyway, Elite Biscuit says, will DIY be legit tag team title contenders? I think if they are a team, I think they will be. I think Triple H sees too much potential in them to not have them be contenders. And Parker says, hope all these women get better. From Monet, Hayter, Liv, and Dakota. Wish y'all a speedy recovery. Indeed, like women's wrestling took a big hit this past weekend, this past week. You were there for the Mercedes injury.
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah, when I saw the whole thing happen, I was just like, damn, it was unfortunate. And she did get, you know, a huge like standing ovation afterwards when she was being carried away, which was nice to see.
And Fightful Select reported Tamina was backstage. She was visiting some friends, not just Mercedes, but she helped Mercedes through the back, which is, it's good that she's there. Meat Norma says, do y'all do smoked lamb in Kentucky? I've never had lamb before, but I would like to try it.
You know what I have had? Rabbit.
I've had rabbit too.
It's not bad.
When I was younger. And when I cut weight for MMA and wrestling, I would eat rabbit and deer a lot because it's very low fat.
I don't know about deer, but rabbit tastes like chicken, lemony chicken.
Deer's, well, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. Deer and rabbit are both great. Joseph Wood says, are the Bray and Cody feud rumors legit? I haven't heard anything yet. I mean, I need some context for it, but I'll look into it. But anyway, Paul Heyman comes out, cuts a promo. Then we get Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. But Heyman seemed like he was just there to be there. He talked about Brock Lesnar beating Cody's ass, which we will talk about later. But we had Paul Heyman show up. FightfulSelect.com reported this last night in the Fightful Wrestling Weekly. What do you think of Paul Heyman popping up here?
I feel so bad because when you brought him up right now, I had completely forgotten he was even part of this because my brain was immediately like, oh, yeah, how'd Raw start today? Well, it started with Brock and Cody.
That's how I felt, too. And then we did get Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn talking as well. But we'll talk about that segment as we get to the match later on. We had Bronson Reed defeating Ricochet. Ricochet had his working boots on. Bronson Reed looked incredible. Bronson Reed getting the win here. It's very clear that Triple H likes Bronson Reed because the only times he's losing or not winning is like a battle royal where you get tossed over the top rope or a match like the last pay-per-view where he's very protected and he takes everybody's finish a bunch of times. I think that's a good approach. And it made a lot of sense to be like, okay, well, he wants this match because Ricochet eliminated him from that battle royal. He's keeping him from progressing, so he's handling business here. I thought this made sense for both guys. Ricochet is primarily in a tag team with Braun Strowman right now, but I also want to see Bronson Reed and Braun Strowman like just at some point.
Okay, sure. Just like that, huh, Sean?
Exactly.
Okay, well, okay, stop. All right, so this is no, stop. All right, so Bronson Reed, can I just say, is the gem for me every week on Raw. I look forward to watching him in whatever match it is, even if it's a throwaway match or a match that's leading to something, whatever it is they have Bronson Reed do every week. I'm a freaking fan, man. This match against Ricochet was one of the highlights of Raw here today. And there was a moment where like Bronson was out on the ring apron and he was like, I don't know what the hell he was going to do. It looked like he was just going to launch his whole entire body onto freaking Ricochet. And Ricochet just gets him with this like knee straight to the face. And it was timed out so perfectly, executed so nicely. I really, really love that part of this match. But then, you know, Bronson Reed gets his win. But even before that, I love the way that he like smashed him, slammed him, dragged him. Like even though Ricochet... If it was anybody else, you would have been like, ooh, jobber. Like, that would have been so embarrassing, right? But I think with the way that Ricochet and Bronson had this match laid out, I didn't see Ricochet like a jobber. Instead, I saw him as a guy that tried, just could not overcome Bronson Reed. So I was a big fan of this ending. I was a big fan of this match. And I would love it if we actually got a little bit more from the, like, a little series here, because I feel... I don't know. I would like to see them do something even similar to what they did with, what we saw with like Samoa Joe and Darby Allin, where you saw like this real big guy just really beat on this little guy, but in a way that is not going to make Ricochet again look like a jobber, where it's actually going to make him look better being in a match like that with Bronson Reed. I would like to see something somewhat similar, obviously not identical, but somewhat similar.
Meat Normus says, did I hear some meat slapping? IC title being the sirloin beef sons of bitches division makes me moan like Isaiah Cassidy.
That's it. We tried to make this podcast PG, respectable for all people.
I don't want it to be PG. I want to make that clear. I want to make it more appealing to a broad. I don't want us to change who we are. I just want us to say F words less. Maybe some of our peripheral guests to not vape on the air would be a good idea.
I've never vaped on the air. I don't even smoke.
Of course you're not. And listen, I smoked weed on the air one night. During the Saudi rumors, I was just blazing up. I had nothing left to lose. That was supposed to be my night off. So I can't say a lot here, right? But I'm trying my best to class up the joint a little bit, Denise. It's a natural progression at some point.
What's that? Oh, etiquette class. You should do like an etiquette training class.
Yeah. Whenever you're there, I'm going to make sure that your forks are in the right place. All that good stuff. I took an etiquette class. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When I was younger, if you believe.
Did you that. Really?
Yeah.
What? Sure, oh, that's right. You're from Kentucky. They still value like traditional values.
Yeah,
right?
But like every time, like, well, I don't want to say every time. A lot of times when people are like, "Oh, where are you from?" I go Kentucky. They look at me and they're like, "Horses?" And I go, "Nah, bro. I was poor. We don't all get a horse when we're born here. It doesn't work like that."
How unreal. Sad. You can't even get a horse. Don't they have those, like, what do you call those things? Ah, oh, man, I always see them in those freaking TV shows where they do those, like, for, like, the rich girls when they introduce them into society and they do those big banquets and, oh, my God, what's the name of that? Somebody here knows what those names are. I'm pretty sure. Do they do those in Kentucky?
I don't know what you mean. The debutante.
Debutante. Thank you. The debutante. I was trying to think of the name. I'm assuming that's debutante. Like a thing over there, right?
I was not a debutante.
Well, I'm not saying you were a debutante, but I'm saying like they do those over there, right?
No.
They don't?
No. Hell
so then
no.
Where do they do them? They don't do them in Kentucky.
From the backwoods. What are you talking about?
I don't freaking know. I don't know anybody who does them here.
200 people in the town that I've lived in the last 10 years. My wife like was saying to somebody, "Oh, we had one stoplight," and I had to correct her and say, "No, we didn't. We didn't even have one. We had two roads."
Well, I'm just saying that Kentucky seems like there's just very traditional and like, you know, very like, you know what I mean. Very women in their women's roles, men in their men's roles. You got to open the door.
Hell no.
No?
It's the backwoods.
Never
mind. Harry Carey says, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? If you're the kind of hot dogs that I make, yes. Vicky says,
only if I had ketchup.
Just ketchup, huh?
Yeah. If I had no ketchup, I wouldn't.
Just a Wog Lizzie with ketchup?
Yeah, of course. Just a hot dog with ketchup. Mmm. I love ketchup.
Some chili on that thing. Vicky said, "Hi, Sean and Denise. I make a mean hot brown. I love hot browns. I love pot roast. Love that stuff."
I have some bad news for everybody.
What's that?
We're back to the Raws where we didn't talk about Raw and we talked about food.
Well, that's I'm going to try to get through it. We got Apollo doing an interview and he's just interrupted by Dominic and Rhea. And Rhea just interrupts Apollo to be like, hey, I challenged Natalia. And Apollo's like, hey, this is my interview. And this sets up the Dom Apollo match with Dom hiding behind Rhea. Dom is playing this really, really well. Again, they accentuated all his negatives and highlighted them. He's been winning a lot lately. Like, a lot. Like, every week he wins, Denise. He wins more than a lot of people who need to win do win. And that happened tonight. He beat Xavier Woods last week. He beat Xavier Woods the week before. He did lose the mixed tag match. But the Raw before that, he beat LWO. In May on Raw, he's 4-0.
Are you trying to tell me something? You think they're inching him closer to becoming like a world champion? Like, is this like an honest to God possibility?
No, but in March, he beat Johnny Gargano. Earlier that month, he and Damian beat Loomis and Johnny. I'm just saying, he's been winning matches. He beat Santos Escobar in March. He's been winning a lot.
Well, I had two thoughts on this segment, or the backstage portion. Two is Apollo Crews needs some self-awareness, all right? If Rhea Ripley, of all people, is going to come up and take your interview time, you step to the side and be like, okay, we get it, star power, just different levels here. Two, I was really hoping, and I knew this wasn't going to happen, but part of me was hoping that this would actually lead to a match between Rhea Ripley and Apollo Crews instead of Apollo Crews and Dominic. I was secretly hoping for that.
What do you think the ceiling is for Dominic right now?
The ceiling for Dominic? I think they need to, for Dominic's sake, they need to keep him as long as possible with Rhea Ripley. I don't know what Dominic would look like. I don't know how much interest there would be in Dominic without Rhea Ripley in the photo. I don't think people would care. I think he needs to be with Rhea.
Steven says, is Dom a dark horse for Money in the Bank? I think so. I think he is, Denise. I think he is. Luis says, in Mexico, there's, I can't pronounce that word.
Copy and paste.
Quinceañeras.
Oh, quinceañeras.
There you go. Wasn't too bad. Meet Norma says, yeah. It's a party, duh.
Yeah, but when? When is this party?
Okay, so I'm trying to break down the word in my head. That'd be 15?
Yeah.
I know it's for a boy or a girl. I just don't know which one. So there you go.
It's a girl.
So it'd be 15.
For her 15th, yeah.
There you go. Meet Norma says, just talk to Maki Ito. She says, hi, Mother Effer. Well, I am just, I love Maki Ito. She took a pizza slicer to Shaz's head. So we start, got a vignette before her match, and I thought that was great. TNA actually used to do this about 12 years ago. They would run these vignettes before somebody came out and would help them get a little bit of a reaction on TV. Well, or at least for the people at home. I like that they did this before the match, Denise.
I love stuff like that. I wish they kept doing it, or did it more often rather.
Yeah. And then she beats Candice LeRae. Candice LeRae's music is a lot better now. Candice very much needs that team with Indy to kick off, but like the rest of the team just sort of disappeared in the last couple of weeks. And maybe, what do you see in her future?
Unfortunately, right now, the fact that she even just barely got a match is a win within itself. And that's kind of unfortunate because it makes you think, well, we're right here just saying, oh, good, she got a match. And that's the pro in this. That's not very good. The bar is very, very low there. And I still don't understand what necessarily went wrong there and why they couldn't have Candice LeRae go out there and do a little bit more. I have no idea what went wrong there, but I seen her take this L to Zoe Stark. It's like, it's hard to say because Zoe Stark, I'm a fan of, and I really do think that she's going to do great stuff on the roster. And her defeating Candice LeRae, you can argue both. You can argue that that's a good person to be a good, strong win for her to get on, considering that she's not going to go out there and beat somebody else that's a lot higher on the roster. So that's good for Zoe. But at the same time, it's like, damn, is this what Candice LeRae has been reduced to? You're losing to somebody who just got here from NXT.
Adrian says, hello, wonderful people. How was everyone's day? How was your birthday, Denise? It's always great when Brock destroys someone. Can't wait for Saturday. AJ Styles, new heavyweight champion. Hopefully. Denise said her birthday was good. She didn't wrek her bike, so that's good. KE775 asked where the Nikki Candace story is going. Well, I'm hoping Nikki joins that family. That's what I'm wanting to see. I want Ciampa to do it. I want them to become like the Oddities. I really want them to do that. But the Oddities that can work, I think that'd be cool. We got Alpha Academy defeating the Viking Raiders. We're starting to see Maxine and Chad Gable get on the same page here. Viking Raiders whipped Alpha Academy's ass, specifically Chad Gable throughout this. Until Otis came in, we got some slapping meat going on. But then Maxine helped lead to the victory, and you start to see Maxine and Gable working together just a little bit more. Did this result surprise you, and how'd you feel about it?
It did a little bit. I will be honest with you, though. I've been struggling to kind of get into this, and I struggled getting into this match itself. I thought, to me, the big highlights was getting to see Otis do his caterpillar again, because I feel like it'd been a while since he'd actually done it. I don't recall him doing it that often anymore, unless I just forgot. But for some reason, that was legitimately my highlight of this match. So I'm sorry, but hey, it did what it did for me.
Great bridge by Jason Jordan. I love that pin. Or Jason Jordan, Chad Gable. I miss Jason Jordan so much. Yeah, I miss him teaming. He would be great with these two, but miss Chad Gable so, or Jason. I give up. I'm mixing up the names nonstop. It was a great goddamn pin.
Who was
okay?
in the match again, Sean? Who was in the match?
Kurt Angle. it's a great pin. I loved it. Zoe's vignette, Brennan says, the pre-match vignette seemed very much like a Jeremy Borash thing. Borash is very influential in WWE, and I mean, that was a TNA thing back then. Maybe that was the case again. I don't know. Thunder Void said, ever been to Big Bone Lick, Sean? There are places in Kentucky called Big Bone Lick. There is a Mud Lick, Kentucky, which that's where Hillbilly Jim was billed from. And
is it a strip joint?
Nope, it is a racetrack, and it was about 5 minutes from where I lived. and there's another place that was about 5 minutes from where I lived called Gobbler's Knob.
All of these sound like strip joints. Gobbler's Knob?
That would have been much better, Denise. But you know what?
Wait, but what did you say Gobbler's Knob is?
Gobbler's Knob. It's just a place. And you know what?
Like, what do you do in that place, though?
Party. Wait, like, that's it. There's nothing. It's a field. That's all it is.
Oh, it's just a field?
It's just pretty much a field.
It's not even like an actual nightclub?
It's not a place, no. It's a road, Denise.
Now, that's listen, where you guys go party?
Whether you want to be on Big Bone Lick or Gobbler's Knob, you can be anywhere you want to be with NordVPN.com/Fightful. This weekend's a big pay-per-view weekend. AEW Double or Nothing. Guess what? You can get it at a reduced price on Fight when you change your virtual location with just one click. WWE Network, you missed that old interface. Guess what? Night of Champions is on that when you subscribe via their overseas service. You get access to all the content that you want on the WWE Network via that service with NordVPN.com/Fightful. It works on all your devices, a 30-day money-back guarantee, a fantastic deal, and it works on all your devices, all your operating systems. Does NordVPN.com/Fightful. Now, I know some of you may be like, well, how will I know how to go, where to go, what to switch it to, etc.? They have 24/7 online support when you subscribe. So you can get secure and private access to the internet on all your devices, on all that unsecured Wi-Fi when you're traveling, and still watch all the stuff that you want to watch. You can watch shows a little bit earlier via those overseas services. You can check out all your favorite shows when you're traveling. You can enjoy a fast and stable connection anywhere with the fastest VPN in the world, NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you are a pay-per-view buyer like I am, this will pay itself off after the first purchase. It's a good time.
I have NordVPN. I used it in Canada.
It's great. It's fantastic. Brian More or Less says, I think Denise was thinking of a cotillion.
Cotillion?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a cotillion and a debutante?
I wasn't born
into fancy society, okay? I couldn't even afford a quinceañera, all right? Like, let's be real.
Yeah, it's... Titan Spurs says, do you guys think Dom is holding Rhea and therefore the women's title back? It feels like the title is never Rhea's top priority. The first thing she did tonight was challenge somebody for her title match. I think it's good. I think it adds heat to her to be involved with Dominic. What do you think, Denise?
Oh, of course. Of course. I wouldn't even say, oh, break them up right now, because you would be silly not to be able to see the pros of the, you know, Dominic Rhea Ripley pairing. It obviously, we know all the pros for Dominic, but there are a lot for Rhea as well. I feel like even though Dominic, if he were to lose Rhea right now, I do think he would kind of like sink. But and if Rhea were to lose Dominic, I don't think she would, but I still think that they benefit each other.
We got Orion Ben saying, man, Swa has gone to the Ali get yourself over when WWE ain't club. His tweets have been hilarious tonight about Maxine and Dupree. They filmed a lot of their own stuff too, and it's very, very good. Like they do just exceptionally with that.
I need to follow him on Twitter.
Cyclops says, going by what Denise thinks of Kentucky, you'd think that Sean lived during Gone with the Wind or during Beverly Hillbillies before the money and nothing in between. Denise needs to get out of her LA big city bubble and respect
and go to Kentucky? Culture.
You should.
Oh, right, hells no,
you
bro.
You need to vlog a trip to Kentucky. I was so upset because the Bengals don't play the Jets this year, because I was going to fly you all here.
No, you weren't. Sean, I don't want to be a jerk, but like, people here are very, and I know some people are going to deny it, but people here, my whole life, you got to understand, my whole life growing up in school, it was like California, New York, Florida. Yeah, we'd mentioned Texas. And then everything else was just like, you know, I'm not going to mention what was said, but like, you know, was just there, like nobody cared. And they would say like really bad things about the people from those other states. And so like, I grew up with that mentality for a very long time. So I always thought, oh, all these other states are like, there's nothing there, you know, like there's nothing. And so I feel bad saying that. But now part of me is like, I could never go to Kentucky or like Idaho or those places.
I think you could go to Kentucky.
Are you hurt? Did I hurt your feelings? I feel like I hurt your feelings.
Why?
And now I feel really bad about it.
You should.
Well, here's the thing though. Like,
listen, how about this?
What if it sucks? Like, am I going to tell you straight out, hey, Sean, your home sucks? Like, that's really messed up, though. That's really messed up.
Put F's in the chat if Denise should visit Kentucky. F's in the chat. We got...
Bro, I'm flying myself out to Greece this year, okay? Ain't flying myself out to Kentucky.
I said I'd fly you out. It's okay. Indu Shares promo. I'm liking their presentation so far. Look at all these F's in the chat. And F that F in the chat. All these people want
Fine,
to see
you
vlog
it. Fine, but you have
to
take me to that 200 people town where you used to live.
No, that place sucks.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would want it. Like, if you're going to have me experience Kentucky, I have to experience Kentucky.
It's like an hour away from here, Denise.
I don't care. An hour drive is, like, not a big deal.
That's true. You are you are in L.A.
It's not a big deal.
But, like, an hour here, you get 65, 70 miles away. Like,
okay. When I went to Santa Monica the other day, it was 22 miles and it took us 2 hours to get home. 22 miles, 2 hours to get home.
I could go in 2 hours. I could get to Indiana, West Virginia, or Ohio. Parts of Tennessee, maybe, from where I am.
2 hours, I could go to Santa Monica. Or if I go the other way, I could go to San Diego.
Within 3 hours of me is Knoxville, Nashville, Columbus, Dayton, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Huntington, West Virginia, Louisville, the state capital. Like, we're talking like several different states. Part, like maybe a small part of Illinois even. Like, wow. We're everywhere. But we got the Damian and Finn interview, and then Balor defeating Nakamura. Of course, Damian Priest helped him out a little bit. But Finn Balor picking up the win. I feel like that Shinsuke Nakamura push just went, and it's just never going to be what we quite thought it was going to be with him.
I felt bad because I saw a lot of people have high hopes for Shinsuke Nakamura. And I'm not going to say you shouldn't have high hopes. I still think you should have some hopes. That's fine. But I personally, I was hoping for some better creative for him. But I wasn't anywhere near thinking that he would be like a champion, you know, like a world champion. I wasn't expecting that for Shinsuke Nakamura. And I think a lot of people still were. However, with that being said, I preferred this outcome, though, with Finn Balor defeating Shinsuke Nakamura, because Finn, and I mentioned this last week, has been, you know, starting to get back up there. And so for me, there's just so much more upside to having Finn Balor get the win over here on Shinsuke Nakamura. I think I would have been more upset had Shinsuke defeated Finn Balor.
Okay, that's fair. And you know, at this point, it's me romanticizing the Shinsuke Nakamura that made me fall in love with New Japan, I think.
Right.
And that was over 7 years ago, because I started to cover New Japan for Wrestling Inc. in like 2014 when they were about to make their big excursion into the States with like pay-per-view and all that stuff. So the group that was there between 2014 and 2016, I've got this emotional attachment to, because that's when Wrestle Kingdom was first getting on American pay-per-view and stuff like that. And it's very clear that the main roster just, they haven't viewed him that way, but a fine match. Of course, you know, it's going to have shenanigans as always.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've now seen for a while now, I've seen that Shinsuke, wherever they have him on the roster right now, is basically what he's going to be doing. Like, I would be surprised if we saw him do anything more than what he has been doing the last couple of years.
Reminder, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your Humper chats. We would greatly appreciate it. We've got a series of Rollins interviews and an AJ Styles video package. They talk about Roman Reigns. He says, I love Roman, but I don't like him anymore, which as soon as he said it, I was like, man, that makes an awful lot of sense. I'm liking these interview things, and they're doing these because Rollins had to film a damn movie, but we'll have more on that on FightfulSelect.com. We also broke the news today that Charlotte and Liv Morgan filming a movie here in Kentucky, Denise. How about that one? They're coming to Kentucky next month.
I would be pissed if they were like, hey, Denise, you're going to be in a movie. And I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to be in a movie? Where am I shooting? In Kentucky.
Louisville. I've not been to Louisville that many times. But KE775 says, feels like they're setting up Roman to cost Seth Saturday. Or am I reading too much into it? I think they're leaving that opportunity open. Just him mentioning Roman in that. It makes you think about the possibility of that match. I think these interviews have been very good to sort of set this up.
Do you think we needed it 2 weeks in a row, though?
Well, because otherwise he wasn't going to be on the show, from what I understand. He's flying out tomorrow with the rest of the group, so.
Yeah, I don't know if I needed it 2 weeks in a row. I thought it was a little too much.
We got Ali backstage.
This is my favorite part of Raw.
This is good. Ali is not doing the positive gimmick tonight.
Yay, like, thank God.
I love it, but
I hate it. Like,
this is too serious for me. It means a lot to me. This is a childhood dream. And then Brock Lesnar just walks by and says, get a life, kid.
Damn. I love that part. It was great.
One of these days, Mustafa Ali's got to punch Brock in the nose, Denise. Like,
yeah, and then he's going to get his lights knocked out.
Maybe, but like, I think there's a I think that Brock should kind of do this like once every 6-7 months to Mustafa Ali. Because if you remember Money in the Bank, Mustafa Ali was about to win that. And then Brock just rolled up. It was like, that's mine now.
Just
took it.
Did you ever watch The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, do you remember when the dad always throws out the guy, the friend? How he always Jazzy just throws Jeff, him out? Yeah. What if they start doing something like that with Brock Lesnar and Mustafa Ali every week? Just throw him out.
No, that would be too funny. I like these like modern, these disrespectful things, like him screwing over Mustafa Ali and Money in the Bank, him saying this. And eventually we see the Joey Styles JBL situation where JBL's just picking at him. And Joey Styles cracked him in the face and knocked him out. And eventually Brock beats him in a match, I'm sure. But I think very
it's different
cool.
Because it's Brock. I can't see
I
it.
I know. Well, I mean, that's the thing. If somebody just gets to Brock, like Brock is a bully.
It would have to be somebody just more believable than Mustafa Ali, though.
Well, that's what I think is the good part about it, is it's somebody way smaller than Brock.
A Chad Gable, because he's believable. Yes.
Anybody.
He can actually like wrestle him or something. Yes. Chad Gable. I'm sorry. It would have to be Chad Gable.
To me, it'd be like anybody. Anybody that just like socked Brock in the face or dropped him on his head. And that was that. And then Brock wanted a match with them desperately because they're not in his league. I think that'd be
really
good.
Trying to think of somebody else.
Insert clever Tegan Knox pun says, speaking of Ali doing his own thing, he just dropped another gem on Twitter. That guy can connect with an audience. Even when he first came in to the main roster, he told me in our interview that Vince McMahon trusted him to have a lot of his own stuff produced. So Vince, who was a control freak, even saw the value in it.
Are you telling me that Vince McMahon was on Twitter watching Mustafa Ali's tweets?
Yeah, must have been. Yeah. Do you remember the Cranky Vince account? Were you around for that?
Probably not.
Oh, boy. There was an account. It was like 12, 13 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't on wrestling social media 12, 13 years ago.
It was a Vince McMahon parody account that typed in all caps and was very angry, but it would tweet things that like only people backstage would be privileged to know.
So he was like giving scoops then?
Sort of, but in like a parody, angry Vince type of way.
So people didn't believe them.
Oh, no. People started to realize like, this shit is like, what's going on here? This shit is happening. And there were rumors it was JBL. It wasn't JBL. I don't know who it was, but I know it wasn't JBL. But I've asked numerous people in the company and they're like, oh yeah, when we first got on Twitter and like the whole roster had it, that was a big thing. We were all trying to figure out who it was. And eventually they just nuked their own account. But that was one of the highlights of Twitter back then. It was very clearly somebody who interacted with Vince McMahon on a daily basis. Caden asked if it was Pritchard. Pritchard wasn't there then.
Do you have any theories on who you think it was? You don't have to say them, but do you have them?
So, funny enough, this person mentioned one of the theories. It was actually Vince. One person thought that it was just Vince parodying himself.
Does
and
Vince
I was like,
know how
no.
to go on Twitter?
No. But right? That was the thing. Vince doesn't use Twitter. He doesn't really use Twitter. But
maybe that's why it was in all caps.
If anybody who worked there is working there, if anybody knows who that really was and can prove it, I would love to do an interview. Or
I thought you said I thought you were gonna offer like a reward, like money.
That might be one, like you
a
know,
million
a
dollars.
A lot of times, like the old timers, like Tito Santana and Paul Roma, they'll ask you to pay for interviews and shit like that. And I wouldn't pay for any of them, but I would absolutely pay to interview whoever was behind Cranky Vince. 100%. I would. Just fantastic.
What if it was just like somebody that was in charge of getting the food?
Don't
like
care.
Vince's
don't
personal
care.
Food person.
It's the story. It's the story about Cranky Vince. And I know people are saying the account is still there. That's not the original account. The original account got nuked and somebody else took the name, but yeah. And Antonio says it was Zack Ryder. No, because I asked Brian Myers on the record and he would know if it was Matt Cardona. and he didn't tell me that it was. And at this point, he would just say it.
Have you seen anybody write similarly to that account?
Oh, listen.
You can always tell.
No, listen, okay. Full disclosure. I found out who a person who was stalking me and my family was because they used common misspellings in the messages, and it ain't hard to figure that out. But this is way different, Denise. This was all caps, just hilariously aggressive tweeting. Like that's all that was. It was just, there was no rhyme or reason to that. But
okay.
Dick Burns Show says, I think it's so much killing Nakamura's push as it's building up Balor to be a credible challenger for the World Heavyweight Championship. Yeah, but I mean, you could do that with other ways too. But if it's not Nakamura's time, it ain't his time. Big Man Griff says, we're better off not having Denise here in Kentucky, Sean. I wouldn't say that.
Rude. I might class up the joint.
Caden says, get a life, kid, is what I hear every other day.
How
gets
sad.
Home, huh? Raquel defeated Sonya and then gets booted in the skull by Chelsea Green. Shotzi makes the save. Fightful Selected reported this last Friday. They've actually already filmed the match they're teaming together in for Friday. But, like, why is Shotzi here?
I'm sorry, but, like, I thought this was very obvious. She was my prediction. She was, like, okay. Not like my pick, but my prediction.
Well, first off, in kayfabe, I don't think they've explained why she and Raquel are buddy buddies, and they had the corniest segment backstage. I know that.
We're besties. Let's hug.
And then you got Byron there. They do this weird ass camera shot all the time.
He had the look like, women just talked to me for the first time ever.
That's wow.
The face he made.
So I noticed they did this last week with Cameron Grimes and Megan Morant too, where they would just, he would go, oh, I'll tell you where I'm going. I'm going to the moon. And then they cut to Megan Morant and she's like, oh, that crazy son of a bitch. Like that.
What are you talking about? They've been doing that for like years.
I hate it.
For years it's been a thing. Okay, fine. But how should they be? If you're done talking to someone, what's the face you make?
They could. You ever watch movies from the 80s?
Which ones? And,
I'll throw Die Hard for an example.
I've never seen Die Hard.
Okay. But like the mom will be on the phone with the nanny and she'll be like, what would I do without you? Click. Like, who gets off the phone like that, right? Like who finishes a sentence?
Yeah, I see that all the time.
Click. Yeah. That's what I want to see here. I want to see Cameron Grimes be like, I'm going to the moon. And then he just leaves. He just leaves. He doesn't wait for acknowledgement. He doesn't wait for the smile, anything. They just dart separate directions and go to the Applebee's commercial for all I care.
Okay, they could just do a fade. Yeah, I get it. Because if not, you're just there. Okay.
How have you not watched Die Hard?
I don't know. I just haven't had the chance.
Denise, that is easy Christmas content.
Oh my gosh. I'm too lazy. I started watching it one time and like I got bored in the first minute. So
Denise,
I exited.
That is easy Christmas content.
You
got
to understand.
Reviewing movies you've
if
never
it doesn't
seen
get
before.
Me in the first minute, I'm out. Didn't get me. I'm sorry. Just one of those.
FTF in the chat if you want to see Denise review Die Hard.
No. I don't feel like it.
Shotzi? Why the hell Shotzi on Raw?
Because Raquel needed a partner.
That's
and
great.
Because Shotzi saw an opening to have a match to be
She's
a possible
on SmackDown.
Champion. Yeah, but like she saw an opening that, you know, she could win the tag titles. Look, I just thought it was very freaking obvious. That it was going to be Shotzi. I wanted it to be like somebody else.
It was obvious it was
going to
be Shotzi because I reported it on Friday, Denise.
I wanted it to be Zelina, actually. That was my pick. I
would
have liked to see it.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Make her an honorary LWO member.
That's what I wanted. That's what I was hoping for.
That would make so much sense.
Yeah, I know. I threw that out there. But I knew that the option was going to be Shotzi regardless because it was just too obvious.
First Will Washington. Now they're going to hire Denise Salcedo from us to do creative.
You just go... Oh yeah, my brilliant creative ideas would be phenomenal. You would be seen. I'm gonna, you know what? My first angle is gonna be someone from Kentucky versus someone from LA. That's gonna be my first angle.
Oh, she would bring back the Bad Blood pay-per-view just to license the Taylor song.
I would so freaking do a Sean Ross Sapp character. Have somebody go out there and do your accent. I'd probably get in trouble for that. I'd have a Sean Ross Sapp character. He would paywall his promos. He'd paywall his matches.
I already did that, Denise. I literally did that. You were there.
No, but like in a different type of way, though.
Oh, brother. Sheldon says, tonight, Shotzi looked the best with her moves since coming up to the main roster. Now, fingers crossed, the match next week will be good, and Shotzi will have a good showing without something going wrong.
Well, I mean, it was very quick. There wasn't enough to judge.
Exactly. Like, this wasn't a match. This was very abbreviated, but I like Shotzi's work in general. Jonathan says, I have to admit, I hate movie phone etiquette. I have movie phone etiquette. I never say goodbye. It's not saying goodbye. It's just abruptly at the end of your own sentence being like, click. All right.
I don't say hello. I just pop in and I go, hey, so blah, 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 blah.
You do. You do.
I don't say hello. How are you? How's it going?
Louise says, the only one that does not do the weird stare is Mackenzie Mitchell. She immediately stares at the camera after the interview and sends it to the team.
Okay. So yeah, that makes more sense. But what are they supposed to do? Send it to commercial? Or yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well, now it's time for commercials.
Meet Norma says, step host, watch Die Hard. Engage in the culture. You know what culture I engaged in the other night, Denise?
Which one?
I went to a concert. Do you know what bands I saw?
No. What bands you see?
Breaking Benjamin and Bush.
Oh, I like Bush.
Do you? Well, yeah. Not everybody likes Bush. And fortunately, Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL will help you out if your special someone doesn't like Bush. Don't let the days go by without trimming your pubes. Thanks to Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Swallowed, you say? Not a pube when you use Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL and save 20% and get free shipping over at Manscaped. They've got formulations. They've got boxers. They've got deodorant. They've got basically everything in the bathroom you need for hygiene. They don't have toilet paper yet. I get the feeling that they're probably going to get it eventually. I mean, these guys are just the best. Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL, 20% off plus free shipping. Heavy is the ocean, but heavy doesn't need to be your pubes with Manscaped. That bush is going to come down when you use that lawnmower 4.0. When you use that weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer. These are more than machines at manscaped.com and the code FIFO. And with that proprietary skin safe technology, you won't look like you've got bullet holes down there. Safe to use. So everything down there can be everything zen. Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL.
I should have seen that coming. Which is the song, the really popular song that Breaking Benjamin sings? I think I only know one Breaking Benjamin song.
Well, I mean, they're one of my favorite bands of all time. So, like,
what is this, like, biggest hit?
I don't know what their biggest hit would be. Diary of Jane, maybe I Will Not Bow, something like that.
Okay, because I know one of their songs. I just don't know which one it is.
Maybe. I mean, they had a very good set list. It was very clear to me that they understood that their older music was their better music, and that's how their set list was. And it was very nice. I went with my best friends who went with me to my first concert years and years ago. It was a good
time. Wow. I didn't even know you went to concerts. I don't know. I haven't liked not one of their songs, so I have no idea which one it is.
I'm missing the August 30th on my birthday, that AEW podcast. I'm going to watch Simple Plan, Sum 41, and Offspring. That should be fun.
Oh, I love the Offspring. And I know a couple of Simple Plan songs. And what's the other one?
Sum 41.
Oh, I know a couple of their songs too, but I love the Offspring.
I want to go to a Doja Cat concert really bad.
You say that all the time.
She got sick last year. I was going to go to Chicago to her on tour, and she had to have surgery or something like that. So Rock Hard Joel Woods said, Cranky Vince basically tweeted how I imagine Vince talks all the time. That's what made it hilarious. It did. It was great.
Are any of his tweets saved? I want to see them.
I'm sure there's a way to.
Like I'll on Reddit or something?
Yeah, we'll send you something afterwards.
You'll have to screenshot the Reddit because I don't know how to use Reddit. So
you're better off.
You'd have Bizarro to screenshot Big L. It.
Bizarro Big L says, Dom's ceiling is whatever space is left on the top bunk bed he shares with Finn and Damian. Why do I feel like mid-card tag teams are a joke to WWE? Too much talent to be relegated to a punchline. Denise needs some Briscoe culture. It ain't on Golden Pond. Briscoes are from like Sandy Fork, Delaware. Delaware's a long ways away from here. I grew up where the Clooneys grew up. That's about as much etiquette and culture as we have out here. We had some NBA players. We had some of those. Just because basketball is religion out here. But Sheldon says, tonight shot. We read that one. Luis! Anyway. Becky and Trish contract signing. Trish said, you know, this is my first contract signing, which does put things in perspective because she did a lot of stuff, but she never was given the presentation of a contract signing and told Becky that she is the reason this contract signing is happening and the reason that Becky had so many. And I really, really loved that Becky replied to this with, you're afraid people are going to realize you're not nearly as good as what they think that you were. And then she said, if you thought barking like a dog was embarrassing, wait till I whip your ass this weekend. Becky had the most phenomenal glasses on.
You forgot the woof woof, by the way.
The woof woof, yes. This was...
this was good.
It was good from Trish. It was good from Becky. This was damn good because Becky has to one-up Trish. She has to one-up Trish here because you want Becky to be cheerable, and that's what this was. Oh, I thought this was probably the best part of Raw to me.
This was definitely a highlight. And here's the thing. I feel like the crowd is not really all that yet into this feud because I kind of felt like they were not really reacting to a lot of what Trish was saying in the beginning. And I thought Trish was doing a really good job with like her facials and really coming across as like, you know, bitchy, right? Like that's what she's supposed to be. And that's how she was coming across. And I thought she was doing a really great job at that. But Becky, with that line where she told her, you know, if you think barking like a dog is embarrassing, and then ending it with the woof woof, that was the line that I think woke a lot of people up that weren't probably feeling this segment. It was that line that really, I think, sparked people up going, okay, I'm listening. What's that you were saying? I'm paying attention now. But even prior to this, though, I did think that I'm starting to like a lot more of what they're doing with Trish and Becky, because I'm gonna be real with you. I did not like that first promo that we got from Trish Stratus. I really wasn't feeling it. And I was kind of trying to like lie to myself so that I could like it more. And I really wasn't. And then afterwards, I kind of started feeling like, when was it? I think it was the one where Trish called Becky's daughter stupid. I think that was the one when I started liking what Trish was going out there and saying. And then when Becky came in the following week, I think after that, and she said, oh, I'm finally, you know, you finally gave me something to, you know, I forgot what it was that she said, but basically saying she finally had a purpose, she finally had something to be upset about, someone to go after and, you know, defending her daughter and all of that. It was really those two things that started getting me interested in the actual feud. But this one here, this week was probably the best that they've done. So in terms of stories, you know, it's clearly Becky and Trish and Cody and Brock and everything else is kind of just there.
This was a win for me. KE775 says, I'm intrigued to see how Becky versus Trish plays out on Saturday. If it continues past Saturday, Trish has to win, right? Or does she cost Becky money in the bank and they do the blow off in SummerSlam? I think the way that Becky has framed some of her interviews, she said that she wants to win money in the bank. And I think that Becky doesn't say shit by accident. Becky knows that people listen to everything that she says, and that her highlighting this in her interviews is something that will probably carry over as well. So I do think that maybe Trish is in it too. Why not put Trish in it? She got drafted, so why not have her in Money in the Bank as well? I think that would be great. Like, it would add an awful lot to Money in the Bank. Plus, my ass is going to be there, and I want to see him in that match. But, man, this Saturday, me and Denise will have a post-show. This Sunday, I'll be on a post-show for Double or Nothing with Julie Cutler. Make sure you guys check that out. Of course, there's NXT. There's Impact. Grapsody is this weekend as well. Just an incredible, incredible slate of content. The Sami and KO promo got cut by Imperium. Then we get the match, KO, Sami, and Riddle. There were some people on Twitter that were disappointed about Riddle being the partner. It was
I thought we all knew that.
It was very obvious it was going
to
be Matt.
Who was the other option? That would have made sense to the story.
It was a big surprise, but it wasn't going to be a big surprise. Hell no.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
But SWD says if Sami and Kevin don't refer to themselves as the Wild Sami Owens.
Oh, shit. That's actually pretty good. That's pretty good, honestly.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
That if you haven't tweeted that out.
I want this person.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling this person, if you haven't tweeted it out, you should tweet it out. It's a good tweet.
Get that out there, my friend. Oh, my God. That's good shit right there. That's good shit. Sami and KO and Riddle end up winning. There was an awkward spot near the end of this match where Gunther was choking Sami and the floating bro happens on Gunther. And if you go back and watch, like, there's some sort of miscommunication or something like that. But other than that, I felt the match was good. It feels like Imperium are taking an awful lot of L's right now. Gunther isn't, though.
Yeah, and I think they were kind of doing that a little bit on SmackDown on like the tail end of their time on SmackDown. But for me, I don't mind it though, because it's like, okay, you got KO and Sami who are your tag team champions, and I feel like they should be getting the victory on this, you know, picture here. And I thought that the whole entire, you know, match was fun. And I loved the way that they set up the attack in the beginning, or even just the way that they brought in Matt Riddle into this, where he just came right on in and you thought it was over because, you know, it was he had evened out the odds, but then they still continued on to do the actual fighting between them. I thought that was really good. So I'm glad that they formatted this to have the reveal of Matt Riddle the way that they did in the beginning. Because again, I thought it was going to be Matt Riddle regardless. That just made the most sense. But also with Imperium though, I liked this because this was just a fresh matchup period. So I didn't mind seeing them lose, and keep in mind, they're like literally my favorite thing to watch every week, but I didn't care. I liked this match. I loved the way they set it up. It was fresh. It was exciting. Good. I cared about it. I don't know what else I can ask for in this.
All right, guys, get your super chats, get your humper chats in. We are heading down the home stretch. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. We would greatly appreciate it. A reminder, we are here. It's going to be almost every night now. We're here Monday for Raw, Tuesday for NXT, Wednesday for Dynamite, Thursday for ROH and Impact. I think we're the only major website that does an ROH and or Impact review. Friday is after SmackDown from now on. It's been that way because of the preemptions to Rampage, but now Rampage will be covered on our Saturday Collision show with Iridian, Cresta, and Rick Aquino. I will be popping on there and on SmackDown here and there as an insider, but we're here every night for you guys. And then on weekdays, we got the Spotlight, we got Grapsody, we got Listen Your Boy, and interviews here at youtube.com/Fightful. And I'm sure, Denise, you're going to be there this Sunday, right?
Yeah, I'll be in Las Vegas for Double or Nothing. So I'm looking forward to that. I haven't broken my streak. I've gone to every AEW pay-per-view since the pandemic, like since we opened up from the pandemic. So I've gone to all of them.
I haven't been since Revolution last year, but I will be at All In and All Out, maybe. I might be going there. I'll tell you why I might be going to All Out soon.
I think I'm going to end my streak, though, probably at Full Gear. I don't think I'll be at Full Gear this year. I don't know yet. I always say I'm not going to be somewhere, and then I'm there. But I'm definitely not going to be at SummerSlam though by accident, because I really, I really. Oh, sorry, your message distracted me. Okay, anyways, I'm not going to be at SummerSlam, though, because I'm going to be at the Taylor Swift concert, so there's that.
That's right. You missed back-to-back SummerSlams. No respect.
I know, right? I mean, but to be honest, there were good reasons. Last year, I was getting married, so, and this year, I'm going to see Taylor Swift.
Let me tell you how Denise worked me into a shoot last year. I was so excited. So first off, I moved to Lexington, a city with an airport, and I'm like, hell yeah. It's going to be closer to so many things. I'm going to be able to fly direct. I've flown direct once, Denise, and it was to Dallas the week I moved here. Nothing else has been direct, but SummerSlam was in Nashville, and that's an easy 3-hour drive down the interstate for me. And compared to where I live, it, which was like 4.5, and that's rough. Going 4.5 compared to 3, that's different. So I'm like, hell yeah, I'm gonna drive home after the show, right? Because Denise scheduled her wedding, and it wasn't her fault, because WWE had never done a SummerSlam in July ever. Her wedding was the day after SummerSlam. So I did SummerSlam and all that media. That morning, myself and my wife got up in the wee hours. We flew to LA, got the hell out of San Pedro real quick.
with all the crackheads.
Then we flew, we did the wedding, flew back the next day to Nashville. So we flew from Nashville to LA because there were no flights to LA where we were going. And we got back at 1 a.m. My wife had her first day at work at 6 a.m. So I drove back in that amount.
I didn't know that. That it was her first day.
That's the dedication to this friendship that I have, Denise. That's the dedication.
Okay, so what you're saying is now I have to go to Kentucky.
You got to come to Kentucky.
I ain't flying Spirit.
Oh boy, that, you know what? It wasn't that bad.
No, I'm not flying Spirit.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. So me being excited to just drive down to Nashville and back, not so much. And Nashville,
I ruined it for you.
Nashville's too wild for me now. Like I went when I was like a teenager, and I was like, oh hell yeah, but it wasn't as wild. Now it's like Southern Vegas. It's just nuts, nonstop there. Have you been to Nashville?
But I didn't get to see, look around or anything. It was a quick in and out type deal.
Just bachelorette parties, the whole thing.
I didn't actually even see downtown. Like, I didn't get to see downtown. I think I saw like the outskirts. Yeah.
There's some good food there, though. Good food there. I wouldn't say I was close. I would say I was as close as anybody has been in the last like 8 or 9 years of landing an interview with Dixie Carter, and it didn't happen.
Oh,
and I badly want that interview.
Haven't you tried like more?
I have, but
and why haven't you gotten it?
She doesn't do a lot of interviews. Doesn't do a lot of interviews, but I know a lot of people that are very close with her, and hopefully we can make it happen. Like that one, Sting is a big one too. The Undertaker was a big one, but now I feel like I'll probably get that interview at some point. I'll try to call in a favor with WWE and be like, hey.
It's a little bit more possible now.
Yeah, it's more possible now. But Monty Brown is one that I want to do. Elix Skipper is one. But Seahawk wants to interview Elix Skipper, so I'm trying to get that for him now. But there's some people out there I want to interview. Hopefully we'll make it happen. But Rock Hard Joel Woods says, Trish was looking chef's kiss tonight. She's trying to enjoy it this week before we see them in full body suits on Saturday. Well, you know what?
Oh.
I think they'll look wonderful no matter what. Parker says, do you think that Trish and Becky has the best build going into Night of Champions?
Besides,
I like their build.
Besides Brock and Cody.
Yeah.
And also, Sammy, KO, and Roman and Solo.
Yeah. By the way, guys, drop in the chat. Who do you want to see? Not just me. Who do you want to see Denise interview too? Because Denise told me somebody that she reached out to for an interview recently, and I felt bad for her. I felt really bad that she had resorted.
Which one? I've told you multiple stories.
The one that tried to get you to pay, and you should absolutely never.
Yeah, that was very awkward. I didn't write back.
You shouldn't have. But
I was not expecting that. I was like, oh, Yeah, not responding to that.
Former Kentuckian, by the way. Billed from Kentucky. Yeah.
Wow.
Caden says, Nashville for my 21st birthday in January. Buddy, it would be freezing.
What's worse is I only reached out because I'm running out of people to interview. I've gotten like almost everybody. And the people I haven't gotten, it's because I can't get yet because I'm not, I don't know.
I haven't gotten them yet. I'm going to pass you my address book and maybe there'll be like some names that just.
So I was kind of going for bottom of the barrel and then bottom of the barrel was trying to charge me for an interview. And I was like, no thanks, bro.
That's how it happens. Have you ever interviewed Shaza?
I have interviewed Shaza. Yeah,
oh, that sucks. Shaza. I'm sorry. Matthew England says, I live in downtown Nashville and can confirm it's 100% party city, bachelor parties galore. The party buses drive by my apartment at 1 a.m. When you're driving from Lexington to Nashville, you will pass like people, like women that are with their bridal parties, and they'll have it like drawn all over their windows and stuff like that.
Woo Girls? Do you watch How I Met Your Mother? You know Woo Girls?
No.
You've never seen How I Met Your Mother?
I've seen it. I just try to not remember it. It's not good.
Oh, you suck. It's such a good show, Sean. What are you talking about? It's funny. Well, anyways, they have Woo Girls.
Jason Segel even made fun of that show on This
Is
the
End. It's a funny show. I'm sorry. I like it. I've seen it multiple times. It's a good show.
I could name 50 comedies that are better than that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I laughed. I had a great time.
I'm sure you did. David Kaplan says, from the NXT call-ups, do you think that who do you think will make it to become a big star? Do you think none of them will have a chance? I think Zoe Stark stands a very, very good chance on the main roster. I think she's doing really, really well.
Grayson Waller is my pick.
Yeah, he had that great presentation on Friday. They made sure that they gave him the exact same presentation.
Yeah.
On that.
And Paul Simon was on the main roster.
Paul Simon says he wants to see you interview RVD.
Yeah, you know, why haven't I interviewed RVD? I don't know why I haven't interviewed RVD actually. Oh, he's work a good on
interview.
That.
He's a very good interview. Very, very good. We've got SWD saying, I don't use social media, so the wild Sammy Owens is yours. Well, Cody gets his ass whipped backstage. Gets like nudged into a table, just flies and it breaks. It was great. Brock came out to cut a promo and make an open challenge. Cody answers it. He's trying to fight through it. And backstage, Triple H is like, hey, pal, you don't need to be doing this. I know you're in bad shape. And Cody's like, piss off, mate. Cody's fighting through this. I'm enjoying the story of this. I like it. Brock's probably winning this weekend, I think. They're setting the stage for him to win. And this is probably just going to keep going, Denise. But I enjoyed what we got tonight. I thought it was a good thread. Beginning, middle, end of the show. I thought this was good stuff.
I loved it. I love the attack right off the bat of the show because I like it when Raw starts differently. And Brock going in and attacking Cody. I thought that was really good. And that was fun for me, and I'm laughing because I'm thinking of the Fightful tweet that was put out about, what was the wording of that? I think Brock destroyed Cody in the back or something, which was hilarious.
Yes. Poor Kyler. Poor Kyler. Upgraded from rubbing thighs to destroying backs. That's the poor guy.
I thought that was really funny. So anyways, but that was a good start to Monday Night Raw for sure. The attack in the ring, I liked all of that too, because I thought Cody Rhodes going out there was, you know, it was almost like, you know, it's what he's supposed to do, right? He's not going to be like cowardly and not go into this fight, even though he's hurt already after what Brock did to his arm. I liked this. I liked the ending. I wasn't expecting the ending at all, actually. With Triple H coming out there and having this little pep talk with Cody Rhodes, I thought that was really good. And him giving him the pat on the leg and then on the back and Cody kind of looking up at that, I thought that was really cool because I feel like you read into that considering that Cody's always talking about how Triple H is his favorite and this and that and this and that. And then everybody obviously is going to remember the smashing of the throne and all of that. So there's a lot, you know, between Triple H and Cody there. And so to see them have this moment on screen and this, you know, pep pat on the leg and back, and Cody just kind of looking off. I thought that was nice.
I liked it. Parker Hines says third match has to be Hell in a Cell. Yeah, I would love to see them in Hell in a Cell, honestly. And Cody needs to win it. I think Cody should make Hell in a Cell like his match type of thing. Like he overcomes all kinds of stuff in Hell in a Cell. That way, when he lays down that challenge in the future,
it'll
mean something. Now, for this one, they can play off of a lot, because if they do Hell in a Cell, it's like the PTSD dog meme, you know, where he's like, shit. Because he said in media conferences with us, he will not watch that match back. Like, he will never do it because of what that did to him.
That was interesting. I wasn't expecting that.
Marquise says, you can't take a sledgehammer to the throne and then come back. I think Brock's real reason for attacking Cody is because Triple H told him to. Still waiting on that dog collar announcement.
So are we going to incorporate Triple H into this story?
I think that would be great. Because one of my favorite things about AEW is wrestling history is also AEW history. So if it happened in WWE, well, it's still AEW history. I would love it if Triple H did that. Like, say one of those, you can't come for the throne type of things. Why not? Why not play off of that? Play off of these stupid ass weirdos on the internet that are tribalistic. Play off of them. Do it.
Damn, did you see my comment section, by the way, in the freaking, I was tweeting yesterday about like Willow and Mercedes. Oh boy.
Oh my God.
My comment section was just like,
these people that have turned against Mercedes are just like the weirdest people.
And I felt bad because the picture that I took from the angle, I was like, fuck, I gave so many people like easy ammunition there. It was an accident. It was just like my view of the angle of where I was sitting at, because I was sitting across from the scoreboard and they didn't have people sitting there unless you were in the floor. But they didn't have bleachers there. And so it was just exhausting. Like, it was not good. It was not good.
These people are exhausting. Like, what do you think happens if those people meet a girl and that girl happens to like look over their shoulder when they're on Twitter and they're like, they strike up a conversation. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, well, I'm currently owning these idiot marks on Twitter because you see All Elite Wrestling. And then that girl's going to go, so I've got to wash my hair like for the next month. I cannot fathom how someone makes their entire personality that. It is so weird.
Yeah, no, I would die if like,
like I love
doing that.
I even get bothered when I see that under the Fightful stuff, because I'm so protective of our community and how I don't want toxic people involved in it. And sometimes that means passing up a little bit of money to keep those weirdos away. But ultimately, Fightful Select is, we don't have that. And when we do, they get the hell out of there. But like, I look at that and I'm like, do they tell anybody they're really friends with, like in real life?
I don't think so. I was being scandalous online, I wouldn't tell anybody. I'd keep it to myself.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, yeah, you know, writing my evil little thoughts.
I can't even like talk like that about sports teams. Like, I'm a big Bengals fan, but even when I see people being like really toxic about Patrick Mahomes, I'm like, easy. It ain't that serious.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I get God. It. I know. I've seen it. I think it's every fandom has it. Every fandom has that.
They like, do.
One group every, of people that just take it too far.
Truly. Because I did start up that Bengals account and I do see it on the Bengals stuff. Like, I see Bengals fans like going at each other and I'm like, damn, I wanted this to be an escape from that type of thing. But
bro, right now the Swifties are fighting against each other. The Swifties, okay? And I'm all, I do read the drama, okay? I don't post, I don't comment, because I can't. Don't ask me about the guy. I don't want to talk about him.
Not the guy. Did you see the Danny Cage thing with Taylor Swift?
No,
it was very cool. Like, his daughters wanted to go watch Taylor Swift. They didn't have the money to do it at that time. But of the Monster Factory, by the way, check out their show on Apple TV. So they just decided, let's go, let's drive to the parking lot. We'll listen to the concert. And somebody saw that. Somebody saw that and got them tickets for the next show. Aww. It was incredibly cool.
Nice.
Wonderful people. He's raised a wonderful family as well.
Aw, but Katie yeah, a said, lot of people are doing that. Like 20,000 people showed up in Philadelphia just to be in the parking lot.
That's pretty, I mean, that's
20,000 cool. On top of like all the other people that were already in the actual venue.
That's almost as many people as I had cheering for me at Black Label Pro. Caden C says Hunter pedigrees Cody at Night of Champions. I don't think Cody Rhodes is ever doing Triple H is ever doing a wrestling move again. Like, I don't think that that's happening. Brady says was really hoping that Brandy would close the show. It would be nice to see her pop up and like try to talk some sense into Cody. I think that'd be cool. I don't know why they're so dead set against not using her, but Elite Biscuit says centering a whole show around a guy's injury has to be a HIPAA violation or something. I had said that right around when we went off the air. I was like, this seems like a HIPAA violation, what we got going on here. And Rock Hard Joel Wood says, do you think Cody faces Roman at SummerSlam? I think he would need to win Money in the Bank for it to happen. I still hope so, Denise. I'm really hoping so. I think that this story should wrap up at Money in the Bank. This Brock Lesnar.
Brock.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I can see it going all the way to SummerSlam. Kind of hope it does so that I won't have FOMO. Because if they do Cody and Roman at SummerSlam and I'm not going to be there, I'm hoping for Cody and Brock.
Avis Hathaway says 10 years ago, I used to have a podcast, interviewed everyone from Adam Cole to local indie talent. Joey Ryan was the only one that tried to charge me. Always thought he was a prick. Guess I was right. Guess you were right. Ite So Boom says, why are they televising Seth winning the World Heavyweight title so hard? Makes me think they set up two different feuds for AJ on SmackDown. Also makes me think they swerve us and one of them doesn't make it to the match. Well, I mean, AJ is set to travel. That much I'll tell you. They were building this from two different shows, and it was a way to get you to watch two different shows. But on Raw, it's going to be the Seth Rollins show. On SmackDown, it's going to be the AJ Styles show. So I think it was just them leaning into threading things throughout the show. They had two last week, two this week, and giving a way to put him on the show when he wasn't going to be there. Denise, any parting words?
My parting words are, in regards to this, I'm actually really glad that we're seeing AJ Styles, Grayson Waller from the looks of it. Or at least that's what they were implying for a bit at the tail end of that Grayson Waller effect thing. I don't know what they're going to do with Karrion Kross and AJ, but okay. But it does very much feel like this is going to be a straight giveaway that Seth is winning, which is fine because I do want to see Seth win. But yeah. Those are my parting words on that subject. Do you want my actual final parting words?
Big Man Griff says, good wrestling is good wrestling no matter the brand. The comment about Kentucky being better without Denise was in jest. Love you, Step Host.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I know.
Jared, again, if your super chat isn't read, tell us what it is. We will find it. Luis will hunt for it right now. But before before we get our parting words, Marquise says, do you think they give the belt or give... They give back Gonzalez to Raquel. No, she's Raquel Rodriguez now. They won't give her that back. Do you wish Jay White would have made the jump to WWE? I think that Jay White would have been a main event player in WWE. As of right now, yes, I think he would have been a better fit for WWE. And I like him with juice, but I think that it would have been a lot better in WWE. And he was a victim of the hiring freeze. But Denise, earlier today, I want to address this before we go off the air. AJ Styles talked about the belt, and he said, how can it not be a secondary belt? Roman's, it's made because Roman's got these belts. And he said, well, after I win it, I'll whip his ass and we'll see what's secondary. But I mean, he didn't even like mince words.
But I mean, he's not lying. He's telling the truth. It's a secondary belt. I mean, it would have looked worse if he, I think it would have looked worse if he was trying to make us believe that it wasn't. Then it's like you're kind of insulting the audience's intelligence.
So I think him being blunt about it and just being like, yeah, well, Roman's got, you know, this bout and that bout. So yeah, of course, this is going to be the secondary bout. I think he's better off saying that than if he would have been like, oh yeah, no, this is the main bout. And we're like, what?
We are trying to hunt the super chats down. Big man Griff. Denise, tell the people where they can find you as
while you look for the super chats. Okay. Well, just to stall some time now. YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. You guys know where to find all of that stuff. I will be at Double or Nothing. So I'll be posting whatever content and footage I get from that up on the channel. And then afterwards, really just Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo as well. And I'm sorry, I have nothing else to promote. And so
you don't have anything else to promote.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. On my YouTube channel, I do now my Speak Now Pro Wrestling shows there. So I'm live Tuesdays immediately after NXT, Wednesdays after AEW, Fridays after SmackDown. I'm going to be doing the Saturday Collision show as well. So I do all of that on the channel. Really fun stuff. Have a good time there. And
Meet Norma says, I mean, where's the lie? And Big Man Griff says, you have Ali in the back watching Brock's old UFC fights where he gets beat every week, and he beats Brock copying those fights. I don't think that that would work for Mustafa Ali. I don't think that that one would necessarily play to his strengths, so to speak. And I don't see a super chat from this last person, this other person. Jared, it was the status for Aliyah's contract. Would have made sense to read it during Raquel's match. I don't know what's up with Aliyah's contract, but I know that she has not been around in months. Every time I asked, I was told that she was healthy after she had dealt with something. So I don't know. She
it took so
was,
long to get to the main roster. You would hope you'd see something come of that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, her. I know her work was dissected pretty heavily. Backstage and stuff too, and there was a lot of producing there, but she was tweeting about going on a vacation tonight. But guys, we stretched this out into an hour and a half. Denise got her damn bonus even.
I don't even know how. I wasn't expecting to be here this long for today's
Raw. We didn't talk about the show much at all. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.